This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now on to Today on Twitter, where Fahmi Reza is trending. And this follows the latest round of charges and investigations against him.
So when we say latest, we really mean latest. Today, Fahmi, who is a graphic artist and activist, was charged for allegedly posting offensive content insulting former health minister Dr. Adam Baba on Twitter. So the tweet in question references the 2021 cabinet policy, which allowed ministers to observe a three-day quarantine instead of 10 days after they returned overseas. So Fahmi pleaded not guilty and even, true to form, brought along a framed picture of the tweeted graphic to court. So this, of course, has resulted in a lot of different reactions, mostly, I will say, in support. Before we get to the tweets, Amnesty International has also called on authorities to immediately drop all charges against Fahmi Reza, saying that it violates his constitutionally guaranteed and fundamental right to freedom of expression while attempting to silence dissenting voices through fear.
So if we look back at the sort of really odd loop that Fahmi has been stuck in, as far as I can remember, it might actually extend further. But if we look back to June 2016, he was charged with creating that clown caricature, right? And that's really what put him really on the map for many people. That same month, he and other activists were arrested for selling T-shirts with the hashtag Kita Semua Penghasut design. In August 2021, he was charged with sedition for mocking royalty. Then on October 21st, he was arrested for a caricature that he had made of Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob's Keluarga Malaysia concept. And finally, again in February this year, another work about, touching on issues to do with royalty. So, as you said, Lynn, this has become almost a joke in itself. Fahmi certainly makes a lot of jokes about it. He calls it Akta Sakit Hati, for instance. The word penghasut comes out a lot. And I think it really sort of paints a picture of a person and almost a movement that where each time the authorities do something, it only reinforces the exact message that he's sending out.
So he kind of situates himself, right, quite purposefully as somebody who is aiming to create this sort of conversation and attention, and who is doing so. I use the word purposeful, but I think that that's really what it is. It's quite intentional. And he does so, I think, clearly at this point, knowing how this might come off, knowing what the repercussions might be. And I think the reason why there's been a fair amount of support, a groundswell almost, for Fahmi Reza and what he does is because of that consistency in action, in behavior, and in response whenever it is that something like this happens. He kind of really just sticks to his guns as expressed through whatever offending image was first tweeted or put on Instagram or what have you. So, if we look at the tweets, we have this from Wild Karsifi, who says, Fahmi Reza, one of the few people in Malaysia who really knows the meaning of activism and practices it, a real artist. We also have, a big shout from Afif, who says, 100 years from now, history will remember Fahmi Reza as the martyr who pioneered modern day satire despite the state's oppression.
That is high praise. I wanted to read from this one from Satya Banna because they get at the heart of something that Fahmi brings up a lot. And they say, you're an inspiration to young Malaysians who want a better Malaysia for all. The government must be afraid of the people, not the people afraid of government. Kami rakyat bayar gaji mereka. Last, kerajaan serve kita, bukan kita serve dia. Which, yes, is something that comes up and comes through a lot in Fahmi Reza's satire, the idea that the government should be accountable to the people. And really, I mean, a lot of the support that he always gets whenever he, you know, gets hauled up once again, constantly reiterates that point.
Which is an important point and which I think is goes back to what we started with, which is when we talk about art and offense and messaging, for example, as we are seeing through Fahmi's images, I think it's worth asking when when it causes offense, what is the flip side of that? Does it also create awareness, for example, of certain current affairs that perhaps people need to know about? Does it remind us of certain fundamental principles of governance that are otherwise kind of easy to miss, especially because occasionally the people who are in governance aren't interested in reminding you of what those principles are? So I think, you know, that's the purpose of having things like this that are easily digestible, shareable, and can be widespread. That, of course, is also what makes them, in the eyes of some, perhaps dangerous.
We're talking about graphic artist and satirist Fahmy Reza. He's trending, well, not just on Twitter, across all social media. And this is because of his latest charges, just the newest in a long line of times that he's been called up for investigation. We want to hear from you. Do you follow Fahmy Reza's work? How are you feeling about these ongoing charges against him? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:49. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. So on today on Twitter, we were talking about Fahmy Reza, who is facing his latest round of, I think he's been called up for questioning for his art, of course. And we've been asking you, do you follow Fahmy Reza's work? How are you feeling about the ongoing charges against him? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have some messages. Perhaps we can start with this one from Steve on Fahmy.
So Steve says, in Malaysia, everything is also sensitive. Come on, you know, common sense will tell you that. A rational and logical man will know that. And then makes a reference all the way back to what this started with, which is that 3-day quarantine. But then says, yes, it does feel like the authorities are trying to instill fear. We have to stand up and fight for our rights, as the government of the day is here to serve their people, not the rakyat serving the government.
Yeah, I mean, as we said earlier, I think that's really quite a rallying call for many of the followers of Fahmy Reza's work. If you have, if you're a follower, if you have thoughts on him being called up for questioning, keep those thoughts coming. If you'd like to weigh in on Fahmy Reza, who is being hauled up on more charges, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.